You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Welcome to a wonderful Wednesday here in beautiful Brevard County, Florida. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merit Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. I was meeting with some folks a week or so ago, and they were like, where is your church? And I could give them the address, but they were actually looking for more directions. There were two people, and so they said, oh, okay, so where are you in relationship to the Home Depot? And I was able to tell them. So if you want to know where 165 North Grove Street is, it is two blocks west of Home Depot. We sit at the corner of Grove Street and Tangerine. We're two blocks north of 520. And that was the other reference point that I was able to give them. Where are you in relationship to 520? Well, we're two blocks north of 520. And I said, we're two blocks, or about three blocks away by the time you factor in the width of 520. We're about three blocks away from the parking lot of First Baptist Church of Merritt Island, which is a phenomenal, phenomenal church. We are so thankful to have them in our community and partnering with us. So any of you who are listening out there who attend First Baptist Church, thank you for all you do for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Pastor Titus, we appreciate you, we honor you, and we bless you today. Amen? And so today I want to mention to you Wyrick Air Heat and Electric, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. They can be of a benefit to you as far as your air conditioning, your heating, your air handler, whatever it might be, an electrical issue. They travel all throughout the county. They have several different technicians that are out and about, and they are a blessing. They will come out. They will treat you fairly. They do a great, great job. And I was recently talking with someone. They were talking about the age of their air conditioning system. And I said, you know, we've been there. We changed ours out 4 or 5 years ago. And I said, one of the benefits is that, man, with the advances in technology, our electric bill decreased greatly. I've got a lady that attends our church, and she was showing me how high her electric bill is, and that's in this moderate temperature. And the only thing that the electric company could conclude was that the age of the air conditioning system in the apartment that she rents, that system is not nearly as efficient as a modern system. And it was like, oh my word, I would hate to see what your electric bill would be like when you are having to run your air conditioner, because that electric bill was pretty, pretty impressive. And that's the way my son feels about ours. I mean, there's, if you got insulation, and I'm not sure how well insulated her apartment is. So, you know, a lot of times I'm looking for improvements in my house so that my bill will go down. And, but all the way back to Wyrick Air Heat and Electric, if you need a new system, what you'll probably find is that it might take you a little while, but you'll eventually pay for that AC system simply because your electric bills will drop so dramatically because of the advances in the technology and the efficiencies of the system. So 321-632-9538, tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio broadcast, and that would be greatly appreciated. Tonight is family night at Merritt Assembly of God, where we have youth ministry that takes place at 7 p.m., 7 to 8. It takes place in our fellowship hall. And then we have an adult Bible study that takes place in from 7 to 8 in our sanctuary. That is a Bible study. I mean, we break out tables and all sorts of things, chairs. It's a more laid back, more in depth. It's not a lecture. It's more of a discussion group, Bible study group. We've got a facilitator that leads and guides that system, and it is participatory. You don't want to participate, you don't have to, but if you want to read the Bible and study the Bible, find out who God is, we would love to have you come and be a part of that, and all of us grow more like Jesus. As I was, I tell you this from time to time, but when I'm preparing for these radio broadcasts, there's many times that I learn things that I never knew before. And I'm so thankful that as the body of Christ, we are constantly learning, and that God is taking us from strength to strength, from one level of faith to another level of faith, that he might take us from one level of glory to another level of glory. And I'm so thankful to be on this journey with all of you. We're going to be back in the book of Psalms. We finished Psalm 23 yesterday, but I want to take you through the book of Psalms here, and we're going to look once again at some of the tools that God utilizes in his leadership, and for what reason. So we've talked about a number of things from Psalm 23, but I want to take you back to Psalm 5 today. Psalm 5, verse number 7. This kind of ties in with finishing up with Psalm 23 on yesterday's program. Verse number 7 says, "But as for me, I will come into your house in the multitude of your mercy. In fear of you, I will worship toward your holy temple." Listen to this. "Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is destruction. Their throat is an open tomb. They flatter with their tongue. Pronounce them guilty, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against you. But let all those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. Let those also who love your name be joyful in you, for you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor you will surround him as with a shield." Verse number 8 says, God, "Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies." When God leads, he leads righteously. It's not going to be any suspect leadership. There's not going to be any questionable leadership. He leads in righteousness. He leads because he knows the way. He leads with love. He leads with compassion. But he leads in righteousness. There is no questioning the integrity of God. I remember having a discussion with a person several years ago, and they were going through a very difficult season. And one of the areas of our lives that begins to be tempted whenever we're going through a difficult season, at least for me, is my mouth. Nobody likes difficult seasons. And when all of a sudden life gets hard, a lot of times our tongue, instead of speaking the blessing of God, we start doing things that the children of Israel did in the wilderness, and that is we start complaining and murmuring and groaning. And that's kind of where this individual was. They were going through something that they didn't understand. And they began to speak out against God. And I said, I want to just encourage you to be very, very careful with the territory that you are on, because you know, there's a couple of places in the Bible that says, I loathe my life, therefore I give free rein to my complaint and speak out in the bitterness of my soul. Complaining is basically shaking our fist at God and saying, look at what a mess my life is in with you leading my life, and I hate this life. And bitterness takes in, and bitterness will choke out the life of God. It's a root of bitterness, but it doesn't intend to stay just a root. It tends to sprout up and choke out the very life of God in you, and bitterness will disqualify you from ministry. Bitterness is very dangerous. And so I encourage this person. I said, be very careful about impugning the character of God. Today, I want you to know that God does not lead according to politics. God leads in righteousness. God does not lead according to the person with the biggest bank account. He condemns that in the Word of God. There's not two different standards of justice, one for the rich, one for the poor. There's not two different standards of righteousness, one for your friends and one for your enemies. There's only one standard that God leads by, and that is He leads His people in righteousness. When God leads, you don't have to wonder whether you're going to be led astray or not. He's going to lead you in exactly the way that you should go. He's going to lead you in righteousness. And verse number 8 tells us the reason why. He says, lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Because of my enemies. You probably have enemies that you know, and you probably have enemies that you are unaware of. There are a lot of people in this day and time that we live that they will treat you one way to your face, and they will treat you another way behind your back. And then it comes as a great shock whenever we find out the reality is that they're not your ally, they're not your friend, they're actually a hostile force in your life, and they intend to do you harm and not good. Every once in a while, we find headlines where people who are in a profession that are supposed to benefit other people, they are supposed to bring good things into people's lives, are actually operating maliciously in an arena that they're supposed to be benefiting people. Whether that's a building contractor who is supposed to be improving your house, and you find out that they're actually in financial trouble and they have no intention of ever doing the job. Whether it's a medical person that's supposed to do no harm, and then every once in a while you find that there are some people who are in that profession to do harm. Whether it's a preacher, lest you think that I'm excluding my own industry, that, you know, they miss the reality that we are supposed to be edifying the body of Christ, and it becomes more about edifying themselves. We find that there are some enemies, and you never want to come to the place where you realize that you are dealing with your very own Judas, who greets you with a kiss, but actually behind your back, they've given the enemy the clue that says that's the person that you should take out. You got enemies. I operate by this principle. If the devil isn't upset with me, then I might not be doing something right. If the devil is very upset, if the devil is launching all sorts of attacks, if the enemy is manifesting with attack after attack after attack, then I find myself that I'm actually probably being led by the Lord in a very meaningful way, that I'm having an impact on the kingdom of darkness because of God's leadership in my life. The devil doesn't like that. I've got news for you. The devil doesn't like to lose. But it's God who always leads his people in triumphal procession. So David here in Psalm 5, verse number 8 says, "Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies." We are supposed to conduct ourselves in such a way that if people go around attacking us, that people will see the character that we live, the consistency with which we live, the constancy in which we live, and they say, what you are saying doesn't measure up with all of the other elements in their life. And so if you've got enemies, whether it's a sickness, whether it's a financial problem, whether it's a relational problem, if you've got enemies, if the enemy is launching fiery darts, you need the person who has given you the shield of faith that will quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. You need their leadership. You need his leadership. Let me rephrase that. You need his leadership in your life. Now, if you've ever thought that you were in an impossible situation, I was just reading the other day about how the people didn't like the things that Jesus was teaching, and so they took him to the very edge of the cliff. They were intending on throwing him over the cliff, but it said it wasn't his time. That wasn't the death that he was supposed to die. And so when they got there, he just walked right through the midst of them. Jesus versus a mob is still no contest. Hallelujah. That was me clapping here on the radio. With God leading, it doesn't matter whether you've got one enemy or if you have a whole world of enemies. God, when he is leading you, he's going to lead you victoriously. He leads us in righteousness because of our enemies. Now, I want you to also understand this. It is not just so that you will experience victory and your enemies will experience defeat, but it's really one step further than that, and that is Jesus died for them. In David Wilkerson's life, they made a movie about it, The Cross and the Switchblade, and David Wilkerson was very moved about these gang members in New York City while he was pastoring in Pennsylvania. And he went to New York City to minister to these gang members. And at one point in time, one of them said, "Do you realize that I could cut you into 1,000 pieces?" And David Wilkerson's response was, "Yes, but every one of those pieces would be letting you know Jesus loves you." I saw a headline here a week or so ago about a golfing event where Tim Tebow was one of the people. I think it was an event he was sponsoring, and at one point in time, it was like a Top Golf or something like that. That might not be the right brand name, but it was at one of those driving range facilities, and at some point in time, somebody hit a shot, and it probably wasn't going exactly the way that they wanted to, and somebody said Jesus, and Tim Tebow didn't allow it to end there. He said, "Loves you. Jesus loves you." Today, can I just ask you and I to say, "God, would you lead me today? Would you lead me?" You might have a workplace filled with people who are all seeking the same promotion and are looking to put the other person down so that they think that they would be lifted up, and you say, God, would you lead me? Would you lead me? I actually know a person right now who is being considered for promotion. And as they have talked with the people who've come to them and said, we really want you to apply for this promotion. And, their response was this, if God wants me to have this promotion, there's no one that can stop it. And if God doesn't want me to have this promotion, there's not anybody who could make it happen. And what they were saying is, look, God is my source. God is my leader. It's not just something that I do on Sunday. He is the one that is in charge of everything I do. One of my favorite things is God chooses the time and the place where we are to live. That's what he does. He chooses the time and the place where we are to live. He leads us so that we can have an impact on our community, an influence in our community. And, you know, I told the person that was telling me that story, I said, I know of another individual who was up for promotion, and they had experienced some favor in promotions, and they had experienced some rejection in their promotions. And at one point in time, they were all set for a promotion and didn't get it. Didn't get it. And yet they chose the aspect of God leading them. And they said, am I experiencing a little bit of frustration? Yes. But God is my leader. And if I did not get this promotion, there's probably a reason. And so I'm just going to wait my time. Because God does all things well. Say that with me this morning. God does all things well. God leads in righteousness. He never leads in incompetence. He leads capably. And I want you to know that the person who didn't get that particular promotion showed the company that they work for showed that God was their source. And even though that promotion didn't happen, another promotion came down the path, and they did get that one. And they were told it wasn't because of how they had handled the promotions in the past. It was because of because of the maturity that they had shown in the rejection that let the people in leadership know, guess what? You are exactly the type of person that we are looking for to fill this position. You are meant to be the head and not the tail. A lot of times, many people have a que sera, sera mindset. Whatever will be, will be. I want to challenge you today that we don't say, Lord, lead us not. We say, Lord, lead us. Lead us in the paths of righteousness. Lord, lead us in your righteousness because of our enemies. What does verse 8 go on to say? It says, make your way straight before my face. Make your way straight before my face. Do you realize that God has been to your future problems before you have? He's already making a way. He not only makes a way to it, he makes a way through it. And, you know, there's another verse that said, God doesn't do anything without first revealing it to his servants, the prophets. I pray that God would begin to burn inside of all of us a passion and a desire saying, look, this is the place that I am leading you. Do you realize the length of time it was from David being anointed king as a teenager until he was actually anointed king in an actual sense, with the throne and the scepter over all Israel? It was quite a duration of time. Inside there were people who were rising up and to try and kill him. And David would say, God, lead me in your righteousness because of my enemies. There were people who were going to betray him, and he would be able to go in prayer and say, God, are they going to be with me or are they going to betray me? He said, they're going to betray you. You need to be a man on the move. And so he was a man on the move. He was a man who was being pursued, and God made a way of escape for him. He was a man at one point in time who was a refugee in the enemy's camp, and God kept him safe. Not only did he keep him safe, but he kept his hands clean from lashing out at God's covenant people. God, lead me. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies, and make your way straight before my face. Don't do anything just because somebody tells you to do that. Do it because you know that God is leading. That's how we got to Florida. In all actuality, coming to Florida looked like a step away in the opposite direction of my call to be a pastor. It was leaving a position of ministry to come to an area that I didn't know anybody. And I said, God, you know what you've called me to do. You've got to make a place. You've got to find a way, lead us to the place that you have prepared for us. It was also a step back financially. In fact, a lot of the transitions that we've had in our life haven't been because of better financial opportunities. They've been because of worse financial opportunities. You generally don't get people making those decisions too much, but when God leads you, you can rest assured that even though at first glance it looks like a step back, he's going to make you aware that he's not leading you to destruction. He's leading you forward for his glory. Lord, lead us today in your righteousness because of our enemies. Make your way straight before our face. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I stand on your merciful ground.